So Luna's 1B share plan lays Barrett's mining and AI funding gap. So Luna Holdings has asked shareholders to nearly triple the company's authorized share count, a move that puts the funding strain behind its Bitcoin mining and AI data center plans in plain view. According to a Crypto Slate report published August 26, 2026, the OCTD-16 vote would add 625 million authorized shares, raising the ceiling from 375 million to 1 billion, and would let the company sell stock above the 20% threshold that NASDAQ rules normally cap without a separate shareholder sign-off. The number that frames the whole story sits on the other side of the balance sheet. So Luna markets a development pipeline of roughly 6.3 gigawatts. Yet only about 3% of that capacity is energized and generating revenue today. The rest is land, interconnection queues, and signed intent, not running machines. A share ceiling that signals the cash need companies raise their authorized share limit for a reason, and it is rarely because they have too much cash. The request to move from 375 million to 1 billion shares gives the board a much larger reservoir of stock to sell into the market. Pairing that with permission to exceed the NASDAQ 20% dilution cap removes the friction of going back to holders each time a large raise is needed. For existing shareholders, the mechanism cuts both ways. New capital can fund the build-out that turns a pipeline into revenue. It also dilutes every current share, and doing it above the 20% cap means the dilution can arrive in larger, faster increments. Retail holders of small-cap mining and infrastructure stocks tend to feel this most because these names often trade thinly and fund operations directly through equity sales rather than cheap debt. The gap between announced and built capacity. Headline capacity numbers are the currency of the data center build-out, and 6.3 GW is a large figure by any measure. The distance between announced and energized is where the real cost lives. Powering a site means securing grid interconnection, transformers, transmission upgrades, cooling, and the hardware itself, each a line item measured in the tens or hundreds of millions. That 3% energized figure tells you So Luna is early in a capital cycle, not at the end of one. The share proposal is the funding side of the same equation. To convert more of the 6.3 GW into live capacity, the company needs money, and the stock is the instrument it has reached for. So Luna is not alone in leaning on equity. The same day its proposal surfaced, market data showed Bitcoin trading near 79th U75, down about 2% on the day, but up roughly 23% over the prior week as of August 26, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 81, or extreme greed. A rising Bitcoin price lifts miner equity valuations and makes stock sales less punishing per share, which is part of why a raise timed to a strong tape can look opportunistic rather than desperate. Mining and AI compete for the same megawatts. So Luna's pitch, like several of its peers, blends Bitcoin hashing with AI compute. Both workloads want the same scarce input: cheap, abundant, reliable power. AI training clusters can pay more per megawatt hour than Bitcoin mining in many markets, which is why miners with energized sites and grid access have been repositioning toward compute offtake. That competition for power is reshaping the sector. Bitdeer recently locked in a 400 milliner offtake for half of a Malaysia AI data center, a sign that miners with actual built capacity can sign real contracts. The difference for So Luna is timing. Contracts of that kind depend on energized megawatts, and So Luna is asking the market to fund the energizing first. The order of operations matters. Capital, then power, then offtake, then cash flow. Two numbers that matter after the OCTU-16 vote, the vote itself is the first checkpoint. If it passes, the more important question is how the company used the expanded authorization, whether new stock funds a specific contracted expansion of energized capacity or simply keeps the lights on while the pipeline stays mostly on paper. Two metrics cut through the noise. The first is energized capacity, the share of that 6.3 GW actually drawing power and earning revenue, which is the only figure that turns ambition into income. The second is dilution pace, how quickly shares outstanding grow relative to that capacity. Capacity growing faster than the share count is a company building value. Shares growing faster than capacity is a company funding itself by shrinking each holder's slice.